Hello and welcome to the introduction to our first meditation. Meditation and the body. The body is the first point of reference and something to go back to frequently. It will guide you through your body step by step so that you can totally let go of any doing or thinking and just follow my voice and start feeling the corresponding sensations in your body. The first few times that we go through the body in this way may be challenging because of the busyness of the mind. That's totally normal. Just keep coming back to my voice if you notice that you've drifted away, and just continue from there. Nothing is lost. As a matter of fact, everything is gained because you are beginning to become aware and mindful and being present in your body, which can truly change your life. And you will, of course, also become aware how often that you are not present in your body, which is a natural part of the process. It's not a reason to make yourself wrong for it. That will just keep you in an old pattern that will not serve you in any way, and it will only postpone any progress. You may also notice that you may fall asleep during this meditation or any of the following ones. This is totally normal also, especially in the beginning. Often our bodies are so deprived of rest or enough sleep that it will take the opportunity to catch up whenever it can. If you really need to catch up on sleep, please take a nap so you can feel more rested when you start meditating. Falling asleep can also be a way to avoid bringing awareness to areas in our lives that we are not ready for or are afraid of. It can be a way of resisting being present in yourself and in your life. If that is the case, you can just start becoming aware of when you start falling asleep, and then make a conscious choice to open up your eyes, sit up, or do whatever will help you stay present before you continue your practice. Later on in the third meditation that we do, when we learn how to be present with our feelings, you will gain awareness of any feelings that may be too uncomfortable to feel at this point. But for now, just do your best to stay present and do whatever it takes to stay awake. When you start dropping into the depth of this meditation, you may become aware of body sensations that you have never felt before, or you may have experiences that seem unfamiliar to you. Learning to enter our body is so different from living in our head. So whatever arises for you, please don't worry. You can always open up your eyes and come back to normal consciousness if you need to. In the long run, it's a very wonderful experience to be present in your body. All the sensations and wisdom of your true being can be accessed through your body. And it is also through your body that you can embody the divinity that you are. Because we're not trying to transcend the body like some traditions like to do. No, here we want to descend right into the body and learn about the beauty and preciousness that you'll find there. Nothing is left out in these series. All is welcomed and included because it is all one. We're not going to divide ourselves up in two. We're going to start experience the oneness of who we are. Out-of-body experience are really just that. They're out-of-body experiences, and they will not help you become embodied and aware or present in your life. I will always encourage you to come back to your body so you have an anchor to move from and into. This will keep you grounded and present to your life and able to make much better decisions than if you are living in your head and out of your body. At some point, when you keep listening to this first meditation, you may start feeling light and as if you are floating. Or you may feel a deep relaxation as if you are melting into the floor or into the ground, into your chair, and then realizing the oneness of it all. When you leave your thinking mind behind and enter your body, you'll start experiencing the beauty and aliveness that can only be felt there. We will go through the body twice to give you an opportunity to really go deep and let go of the mind and find the peace and rest that you're looking for. This is the only meditation in which I would encourage you to lie down to allow your body to fully rest without effort. Find a comfortable place to lie down that will keep you warm and out of pain or discomfort for the duration of the meditation, and use a blanket or pillow to feel as relaxed as possible. This first meditation is sometimes called Yoga Nidra, which means yogic sleep. It is an ancient form of meditation that will take you into the deepest levels of relaxation while still remaining fully aware and awake. That's why it's called yogic sleep. It's not a real sleep. You're still aware and awake. Your brain waves drop into the alpha and theta state. As you gradually enter into deeper and subtler brain waves, you become more relaxed, expansive, and present. Eventually, you'll completely shift out of identification with the body, mind, and ego. In this deep state, beyond ordinary waking consciousness, you naturally realign with your essence or spirit, allowing you to effortlessly disengage from restrictive physical, mental, and emotional patterns. The grip loosens, and you will start realizing that you are not any of these restrictions. Here you are free to create a life that is in alignment with your higher vision or blueprint, rather than the learned and acquired conditioning. Eventually, your heart will become your true teacher and source of wisdom, guiding your everyday life and decisions into full alignment with the fulfillment that you are born to live. And now it is time for your first meditation.